Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi,
doing well.
Steve. Doing great.
Good to be with you.
Did you guys have a good holiday?
Well, I'll tell you, we did. We just did all the stuff you normally do. Went swimming. We just hung out. It was great. I preached, of course, on Memorial Day weekend, and that always takes it out of you.
Yeah.
Me. But it was...
Well, you had an extra day to rest.
Yeah, I did. So, anyway, hope you guys had a good time, and we all are so grateful for those who gave their lives, and we honored them on Memorial Day, and we still continue to honor them. And in my sermon, I mentioned we honor those that didn't lose their life, but they lost the life that they knew because of an injury that didn't just go away. Their life will be impacted forever, and we sure want to never ever forget that.
Oh, I know, and we were talking this weekend about, you know, we feel grateful for the sacrifice, but the people who really have skin in the game, I mean, obviously the people who lost their lives, but their families, they sacrificed big time for our freedom, so we were trying to honor them this weekend, too.
Yep.
That's great.
And it's not easy, and so often we take these freedoms for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And our thing here is we fight for your emotional and spiritual freedom. And we're always encountering folks who would lock you up and keep you locked up. Mm-hmm. I was just reading in my devotional time this morning. I was reading where it says to follow your spiritual leaders, and I'm doing this Bible, writing some notes in the margins for Amelia to give to her on her 16th birthday, and I just had to say to her, now this is a very, very true scripture to follow your spiritual leaders, but you want to be sure that the spiritual leader, if you follow them and take their direction, that they're following God and God's word and the whole counsel of God. Because we hear folks, well, they call, they say, I went to my pastor, told him my husband hit me, and he said, well, you know, just take it, pray, be silent, God will honor you for that. Mm. Well, you know, that's not the whole counsel of God. God doesn't want somebody to just sit there and take it and endanger their life and the life of their children. You have to get to safety. You have to be smart. And we hear people say, you know, why? Well, I was on a panel where a pastor, a well-known pastor, said, you don't need professional counselors. Our preachers are professionals. Well, yes, they went to seminary. They learned to preach. They learned to communicate the truth. But other people are called by God to help people develop deep, rich insight.
Isn't that why the Bible says there are many parts to the body?
Well, yes,
like that
that's
a pastor
right.
can't wear all the hats?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right? That's right.
Some pastors try to do that because it gives them, in their mind, credibility, because they don't get the credibility from the preaching sense.
Yeah. Right.
It's an issue.
Some kind of internal pressure to be all things to all people, right?
Right. That's right. So, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about Ephesians 4:31 and how that relates to a pastor who believes that every problem has a scripture that can provide the answer, and a counselor who believes there may be something below, deeper, richer, that needs to be dealt with both are trying to follow God. We're going to talk about that because I don't want you feeling shameful when you need help from somebody called by God to help you on a one-to-one basis. 1-800-229-3000 to join us here today on New Life.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. You know, when the Bible says, as it does in Ephesians 4:31, and we need to be sure that we follow Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. It says, get rid of all bitterness. Okay, well, you can say that to somebody. There's a biblical principle. But sometimes the bitterness is so rooted in years and years of abuse and mistreatment and confusion, you need somebody to help you walk through it. And that's what a therapist, a counselor, a Christian counselor can help you do. When, okay, get rid of all bitterness. Are you bitter? Do you continue to have this story in your head about your spouse? And every interaction, you're throwing up the story because you're bitter, you're angry, mm-hmm. you're resentful. Okay, so you memorize that scripture, that's great. But when the bitterness and the anger is still there, that's when you say, I need to get some help. Sometimes a Stevens minister, a lay counselor will help. Sometimes a pastoral counselor will help. If not, you have to go deeper. And you have to honor the fact that some people who are really good, faithful, Bible-believing Christians are teaching other folks how to do counseling from a Christian perspective. Colleges that are founded on biblical principles have whole schools of Christian counseling. To say that we don't need Christian counselors, it's like saying, I know better than a whole lot of smart people who have gone to a lot of trouble to establish biblical counseling schools, schools of theology that offer biblical counseling, professors, researchers, and those that deliver it. I'm telling you, don't be so arrogant that you totally negate or minimize the importance of Christian counseling. If you need it, you need to get it, and we'll help you, and all you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to the calls, and let's see if we can help somebody right here. Let's talk with Diane from Los Angeles, California, listens on the great station of KKLA. Hi, how you doing?
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Last Wednesday, you had a lady on, Becky Johnson.
Yes, that's
right. And she was talking about PTSD.
Right.
And then Sherry talked about the devastating trauma, possible complex post-traumatic stress, and that these are deep wounds that need healing.
Yes,
and
that's
right. And you have to think about it and feel it over and over again, obviously in a safe setting. And she talked about crying, and that really hit me because that's the one thing I can't do. Mm-hmm. I think I fit the description, but I have have a lot of anger, but I don't cry, and I don't get it out.
Okay.
And they tell me I need to do that.
All right. Well, Dave, Jill, do you guys have any insight as to the inability at any particular point in life to cry?
I would guess, Diane, that you started early in life not crying because it wasn't safe. And you had a lot to cry about and cry over, but you held it in and held on to the anger. And anger and sadness are opposite movements in a sense. And you tend to do one more comfortably than the other. Mm-hmm. But you got to do both in order to grieve and put things in the past in the past. So somehow you got to get with somebody that makes it safe. Because I'm sure at this point you feel like if I start to cry, I won't be able to stop because there's so much that has overwhelmed me over the years that I'm just overwhelmed by it.
Right, and yet I've never met a person that couldn't stop crying eventually,
yeah.
Right? They may go through a season of being very tearful. And
there's that fear that mm-hmm. I won't be able to stop.
Right, that it's just going to engulf you. Your tears and your sadness will so engulf you that you won't be able to recover from it. And so that's really scary. And, Dave, I think, you know, what you were saying, too, you know, I know people that they cry and they can't get angry, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the more...
So that's often, we find that more with
women.
Females,
yeah.
Right? And men, we typically they can get angry, but they can't cry. But still, those are just generalizations.
And so what's the key to starting to cry? I mean, is it just finding a safe person, or is there anything else a person can do?
I think, well, that is part of it. And realizing that, okay, that's a vulnerability, and so you're afraid of being really vulnerable, like Dave said, because it hasn't been safe. So that is where it's really important to get into a safe environment where you can be with somebody over time consistently, a therapist, a support group, and you can start to explore some of those issues.
Explore the sadness.
The sadness, yeah.
As
I mean, anger's
anger.
Empowering, right? So we like that. And when you're in survival mode as a kid, going through trauma, you know, identifying with the power feels better than the helplessness.
Yeah. But
so
don't try to do it alone, Diane, because that's too scary.
Yeah. And,
okay,
and
so
crying alone, can I just say something about crying alone?
Yeah.
Crying alone, while it's cathartic to a point, that is not the most healing. It's being able to cry with somebody who is safe and containing. That's where the healing comes in.
Now, Diane, let me ask you, when you were, or in the past, has it been unsafe for you to cry? And are you afraid, as much as you can tell, that you may not stop crying? Any of this ring true to you at all?
I don't remember crying as a kid or growing up.
Okay.
No. I mean, obviously, if I was injured, yeah.
Yeah.
But with the abuse, I don't remember crying. No, I didn't.
It made you vulnerable to cry, and the anger made you feel at least someday you'd have power over it.
Well, and two, you know, I'd be thinking about what were the messages that were given to me about crying, because in some families, a lot of negative messages are given about being vulnerable, right? Like it's weakness.
Well,
it's
yeah. So you were abused by your parents or one of them? Is that what you're saying?
One, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And what was that all about? Was it sexual, physical?
Sexual.
And you never cried in the sadness and the anger and the disgust over it. It wasn't safe, right?
I would suggest
that's survival too.
I would suggest, Diane, that you make a list, even write out a list of all the things that you lost over the years because of what happened to you. Because sadness has to do with loss, and so does anger. Anger is a protest about the loss, but the sadness is a resignation that it was really happened, that it was real. And so make a list and identify the losses that you've experienced growing up.
Right. And one loss would be
the boundaries, the personal boundaries.
Yeah, the body boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Diane, are you able to cry for other people? Like, do you feel moved to compassion or tears over other people's hurts and wounds?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Yeah.
And you probably cry in movies.
Sometimes.
Sad ones, yeah.
And I, you know, there are times I cry.
But you don't cry.
And I have cried with my therapist on rare occasions.
Okay. Okay. Well, and perhaps she's done this with you, but thinking about that little girl that you were, almost picturing her as someone else and being able to think about her hurts and what she went through, you know, like as if you were watching a movie, to sometimes start there to be able to have compassion for what a little girl went through.
Yeah. Well, let me send you the book that we were talking about, the program that you heard. I'll send that to you. It's from the Arterburn Wellness Series, and it's on understanding and loving a person with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not something that just soldiers go through, although so common, and that's really how it emerged. But so often we have been traumatized, and if you are struggling with pain and bitterness, resentment, hurt, and maybe you don't even associate it with one of the parents because you're confused about your parents, because one, maybe a parent was distant, another one loved you, and then they were violent with you. And so now you've got a problem with everybody of that gender, and you don't really see it as something that was back then, that happened way back then. Well, you can get help for that. Sometimes we need a specialist that will help us, but we have to let the specialist help us too. We have to let them know, I'm not going to run out on you if you, you know, if you challenge me or you cause me, I'm going to trust you. I'll come back. Because a lot of times I think therapists are really afraid to lose you. They don't want you to leave unhealed. They'll be gentle with you. But if you say, look, just level with me, tell me, I'll be here. Maybe you'll get some truth that you've never dealt with before. If you need a therapist, if you need a counselor, a Christian counselor, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Maybe we can help you. Now, tomorrow, I want to tell you, Jason and Shelley Martinkus are going to come on, and they're going to be dealing with sexual addiction. Maybe you love a person who is a sex addict. This would be a great program for you to listen to tomorrow, right here, same time, same station. All right, let's go back to our calls, and how about we talk with Joe, San Francisco, California. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Hi. How can we help today?
I have a family member who's very depressed. She's in her maybe 20s or 21, 22, and I really don't know what to do. I don't have the skill. I don't really have strong communications with her, but I wanted to find the source. Where can I go to so I can give it to the parents? The person that sleeps a lot, and then at the same time, the mother told me, the doctor told her she has bipolar, but I really don't know what that stuff means.
Okay. So they are under doctor's care.
They are, but they don't. They are. I don't know how much. I just know that I'm a strong believer in that God has a message, and if we go to the right sources, it'll be better than just a normal doctor.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I guess I would wonder what steps the parents, I mean, if the parents are giving you a diagnosis, I'm wondering what steps they have taken. And it sounds like they see the problem, but you're still concerned that maybe it's not being addressed?
All I hear is, I don't know if the insurance will cover it. In my mind, I only have one child, but in my mind, if I had 1,000 child, mm-hmm. every child's important. Mm-hmm. It's not a money thing. It's how do I find solution for this person mm-hmm. so they can live an adulthood that's normal like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're kind of leery of using medication, Joe? Is that part of the
I have no idea. I know that they've given her medication.
Okay.
I know she's went to different counselors and she's not happy.
Okay.
Well, the problem with if it's bipolar, then the medication for depression doesn't work over time, mm-hmm. unless it's also being treated for the other aspect of it. It's a compliance issue, because as soon as somebody starts to feel better, they go off the meds and then they go right back into the depression again. And so we have a book, Understanding and Loving Someone Who with bipolar.
That would be a great one.
That's coming out. It's not out yet. It'll be out in August. But that would be a helpful book to give to them. Mm-hmm. Because it gives
to the
parents. To the parents, because mm-hmm. the difficulty is it's like like diabetes. It has to be continually treated because it's a cellular malfunction is what's in the body. It has the issues are secondary to the physical biological problem.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about, well, maybe their next step for those parents.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Joe. Joe's very concerned about a 20-year-old whose parents are...
22-year-old, yeah.
22-year-old. And he's saying, you know, the parents are more concerned about insurance and helping the child. So you're saying, hey, let's just get them help. Joe, here's what I would encourage you to encourage the parents to do, and that is go online. Encourage mm-hmm. them. Hey, look, go on. Or you go online and find a simple article that makes this case. Number one, that this bipolar thing isn't something in the heart. Mm-hmm. It's not something in the soul, and it's not something in the spirit. It's in an organ of the body. It's a malfunction of the organ in the head called the brain. People need to see the brain as an organ, like a kidney. Now, yeah, we have things that we do that crush the spirit or break the heart, divide, split. But this thing, this bipolar thing, it's an organ malfunction. There's medication mm-hmm. that fixes that malfunction. And I want to tell you, there are people, just to make this case, there are people that are living in sin. Mm-hmm. They're bipolar. They go get on the right medication. They're still sinning. It fixes the bipolar problem. What's my point?
The physiological problem.
Exactly. My point is they didn't clean up their act and now they're not bipolar anymore. They are still living in sin, but the bipolar thing goes away. Okay, so now maybe with that brain functioning correctly, they just might be able to make a better decision about the life they're living, and they could decide not to sin. We know of cases where people are normal kind of people, but the brain malfunctions. They find the right medication, and everything starts to change.
Yeah, and Steve, I was just saying at the break that I know somebody that has been trying every medication under the sun, only to have worse side effects and to have an extreme case of bipolar, suicidal, you know, manic, just a real difficult situation. Finally found the right medication, and it's like a miracle, like for the first time to say, I feel happy, and it's a normal happy.
I feel normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's one of these things where you can't give up because everybody's brain is different. And sometimes, too, at different stages of life, something kicks in and works. And so you have to exhaust every avenue. And so I'm glad that you are supportive of her and concerned.
And once you get that right medication, it doesn't mean that everything is fixed. It just means you found a way to...
No.
Something that works because it'll probably be a lifetime of medication because of the way the body functions. And it's not a there are consequences to it mentally and relationally and behaviorally, but its root is a malfunction within the body.
Well, and think about the person suffering with this, people who suffer with this, there's so much interference in a person's life the conflicting emotions and the extremes. And
you get the extreme high and they do things that are really... I've known people who will commit a minor crime so they can be arrested, so they can get into the prison hospital to get back on medication and get it because they went off of it. And then they act it out again. And it's a vicious cycle if they don't comply with the medication.
Well, I'm really glad that these folks have you in their life, and I really do believe that everybody has a responsibility to do what they can to help somebody that's struggling. I also believe if there's a child and they're under your care and they have something like they're schizophrenic or bipolar and you're not going to get them the right kind of medication, that is abuse. You need to do what you can, no matter what you think. You need to do what you can to get them the help that's available for them. So, man, I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that could help. But I'm really glad that they
and look
have
for that book
you.
In August.
Yeah, and we'll. That's right. I'm glad they have you, and I hope you'll stick with them. Let's go to Leesburg, Virginia. Jan, she listens on Sirius XM. Hi, Jan. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How's it going?
I'm glad I got through.
Good.
Highlight
what's
of the
happened?
Day. I am currently separated from my husband of almost 43 years.
Okay.
He has been emotionally and verbally abusive our entire marriage to not only me, but to the kids as well. I knew about his pornography addiction before we got married, but I naively thought, well, once we're married and he has access to sex at any time he wants, that would resolve itself. And, of course, we all know that's not true.
Yeah, right.
He has had inappropriate relationships with women over the years, not full adulterous, but inappropriate physical contact. He's had a lot of emotional affairs. And I finally got tired of it.
How would you know that, by the way?
Yeah.
How would you know that it wasn't totally physical? You would believe him?
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
That's it. See, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supposedly somebody came banging on the church doors. They were actually at church at the time. And, you know, that supposedly stopped it. So, yeah, it's his word. And that's part of the problem. I know he's lied about many, many things through the years. And I'm still kind of at the point where I never know when he's telling the truth because I can't always prove it. Mm-hmm. The only things I could prove were, you know, walking in on the room and there it is on the computer monitor,
yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Right, right. Okay, so we've got to go to a break. You hold on. We'll get to your question right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. 1-800-229-3000. We're talking with Jan. Now, Jan, what we were curious at the break. What is the thing about banging on the church door that stopped something? What was that about?
He and this woman were in the same musical group, and the group initially had four people, mm-hmm. but there would be many late nights when two of the group members had already gone home, and he and the other woman were supposedly still at church rehearsing songs. And apparently that's where they were one night when things got out of hand, so to speak. You know, although he lied to me at the time, I didn't find this
sounds
out
like
until about a year
really
ago what
story.
Actually happened. Mm-hmm. And supposedly somebody was banging on the church doors, and that's the only thing that stopped them from having, you know, actual intercourse.
And you put up with this for all these years. What has caused you to not want to put up with it any longer?
And that's exactly what my counselor asked me. It's
yeah,
like, why did
now?
It take you so long? I think what, you know, and this is something I've been dealing with, is like, why have I been a fool for so long? He would always, anytime we'd have an issue with it, he would always say the right things, make all these promises, and he'd be okay for a while. But then, you know, something else would happen that I'd find out. I think what finally made me actually walk out the door was I was at a counseling session to try to, you know, fix myself, because he's had me believing all these years that everything that happens is my fault. So I was trying to fix me in the marriage. And when I got home later that week, I wanted to look and see what was on his computer history. And I found out he had Covenant Eyes listed. And I found out, I went into report, and he, you know, half an hour after I went out the door, he was on porn sites for 45 minutes, and then he lied about it later that week, and I don't know, something about it at that time just said, that's it, I'm done, I'm gone. So where I am right now is, I think my leaving, I don't think he thought I was ever going to leave, I think my leaving shook him up. He is good. In counseling now. He looks like he's doing and saying the right things, but I just don't feel like what he's doing is still enough. I mean, he's read your book, Worthy of His Trust. He says he wants to win my trust back and do all this kind of stuff. But I feel like right now he's just checking off boxes of, okay, well, I did that. That should make her happy.
Well,
I did that.
Well,
yeah,
you're right.
And here's
boxes.
The thing. When you said that you would confront him or catch him or something, and then he would be all right for a while,
mm-hmm.
he was never all right. You were all
yeah.
right
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah.
He was never right.
Yeah.
He just knew what to do to make you feel all right, to get you off the beaten mm-hmm. path. Now, look, think about this. He has ripped the heart out of your marriage, right?
Yep.
He has mm-hmm. betrayed you, lied to you over and over again. And here's what he's going to do yeah. to make up for it. Once a week, he's going to sit down with a counselor and visit. And he may not even be truthful with the counselor.
Well, he read a book, Steve.
And he's going to read a book.
He'll read another book.
See, here's the thing.
That's
Does he have regret? Absolutely. Does he have remorse? I don't know. So what you have to do is to say to yourself, this man only does what I require for me to feel better. Well, you're not feeling better now, right?
Nope.
So you tell him you go to every man's battle. And if that's not successful, then quit your job and go into a sex addict treatment program for a year. But why don't you go to that weekend for 48 hours? Don't you think that's the least you could do?
He wanted to go to that. Part of the problem is he's got some disabilities now. He's not able to drive. So he has all these excuses of, well, how would I get there? I can't afford it.
Well, you know what?
He can't afford not to.
Those are excuses.
Yeah, those are excuses. He's afraid.
Right. With his disability, he has figured out how to have sex with another woman.
Yeah, how does he get
somebody
anywhere?
Somebody bang on the church door. So I'm just telling
you
must stop listening to his excuses and demand, figure it out. That would be my answer to him. He says, I can't afford it. Figure it out. Call the people. See if there's scholarship available. I can't drive there. Figure it out. One of your problems is you don't have men close to you. Go get close to a man who'll drive you and take you there. Figure it out. That should be your direction to him.
Those are all tests. Mm-hmm.
Because on the other side of what we're talking about here, being tough on him, there's a man who has a calling from God to be a godly man, to be a husband to you of honor and worth and purity. But we got to get him there, and we're not going to get him there, him reading a book mm-hmm. and going to see a counselor once a week.
I mean, that's a good start, but it's barely a start, right? It's better than not doing that, but it's not enough for all of this. And the thing is, it's because he really has a problem. He's made you believe all these years you were the problem. And that was just a decoy because he doesn't know what to do about his problem, so he's given into it.
And what you have to do, Jan, is over time wait and see if any of this is going to continue, because that's the only way you'll know that something's different is that over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have the time to do that or want to take the time to do that, because you certainly have justifiable and biblical grounds to call an end to it.
Right. And that's been my other thing that's just tossing me back and forth. You know, I mean, I never would have thought a couple of years ago, I never would have thought I would have walked out the door and, you know, moved three states away in with my daughter and her family, you know. But I think part of this whole thing is my just feeling like, and maybe it's because of my background, I feel like I'm the guilty one if I say it's over. You know, I think
well,
there
wait
will
a
be
second.
People.
Wait a second. That's what Satan wants you to think.
Mm-hmm.
He has been unfaithful.
He's already
to
said
you.
It's over.
He's been unfaithful.
Yeah. Never started.
He terminated the covenant marriage that you have. Your response to that, what did Jesus say? Don't divorce. Well, hey, unless somebody's been unfaithful to you. That was from Jesus. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty high authority, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So Satan is the one that's saying, I want you to feel so bad about this that you stay in this marriage so he'll continue to do evil things and I will be, as Satan, honored, versus you have to do the tough thing. There's a proverb. It says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting peace, and that's what God wants here. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a copy of Sherry Keffer's book, Intimate Betrayal. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to help you. I hope it will. We want to encourage you. If you could get to our Restore workshop, I think that would give you some new insight. But
jammed,
I'm really glad that you called because it's not enough what he's
doing.
Steve,
can I just say, Jan, we're not telling you to go divorce, right?
No.
We want you to take as much time as needed because you emotionally need to get to a place where either he's going to do the work and change and then, you know, maybe there's some hope for you guys, or you're going to see realistically that he just continues to flounder and that you have some options. But emotionally, you need the support to get to that place to make the best decision. So
we're just
sharing all the options with you.
Right. We want to see a happy, healthy marriage, mm-hmm. but he's got to get the help first. Speaking of happy and healthy, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry.
Hi, Steve.
Larry, we got a little note from Salem Broadcasting. They're the ones we are on their stations. They have the greatest impact in this Christian world here. And they essentially said, you're not doing enough. You have to do more in paying your debt to us. We need to do more. We need to do better.
We do. We had, at year end, we had a really great year end. And that fell in that whole rolled over into January. I can't get it out. And we were doing really well. And then February, March, and April came. And we've had tough times. And so the note was just, you really got to pick it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. They didn't threaten. They're not saying we're going to kick you off. But they're noticing that we haven't really kept up the way we should. So that's why we need your support. Mm-hmm. You know, Club New Life has been a big deal. Mm-hmm. We have been adding people. It's been going really well. Thank you for everybody who is giving, and thank you for everybody who's joining Club New Life.
But so far, Larry, the Club New Life signups have added how much support per month to us, and what's that going to result if we keep it up over a year?
Well, over a year, it's going to be like, $40,000 or $50,000 a month.
That's huge for us.
Yeah.
Huge. So sign up for Club New Life if you can, $30 a month.
Yeah, and so, you know, I just want to say, too, I have not really been this optimistic as I've been right now. And the thought of it's always darkest before the dawn is what I'm feeling, because it's heavy when you have a burden of finances and you're depending on donations.
Right.
But we need your help. Please support us.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. In the studio, two more hours. We'll go to another call. But first, Larry, you had one other thing you wanted to add you go.
I wanted to remind folks about the video library that we're doing for Club New Life. It is fabulous. These videos, just think of a subject. And if it's not already up there, it's going to be up there. We're gonna bring some titles and names of videos in future programs to just really encourage you. But I've just got to tell you, we've had every radio host do something. We've had some of our network counselors. We've had some large, you know, 7-8-part series. Dave did one on the 12 steps. It's not
14-part.
Yeah, that should be going up pretty soon if it's not up. But I mean, these videos are amazing. That's a reason alone. We want to thank our loyal listeners and loyal supporters is why we have it only for Club New Life. We will have a video or two up on our general website for you to look at to give you a tease so you can see it if it's not there already.
They're powerful.
We'll do that because you will want to join Club New Life just for that video library.
Yep. Great benefit and something that, you know, you're the only one who's got access, but you can share them with other people if, you know, they're going through something, you want to help them with it. So it's a wonderful resource only for Club New Life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, minimum amount, $30 a month. It really makes a difference. All right, we're going to go to our final caller right here, and let's talk to Terry from Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding
on.
Okay? Yeah, sure can.
Well,
how can we help?
First, I just wanted to say first that God bless you guys. I've been listening to the program, basically to the station that I listen to, and this program and all the content that you guys go through, and it has really been a blessing to listen to.
Thank you.
Secondly, I was calling about the program that you guys had on last week, last Wednesday, about PTSD.
Yeah.
And shortly before I got in my work vehicle, I was thinking about my cousin. My cousin suffers from PTSD. He's retired now, but he suffers from PTSD. And when I got in the vehicle and I heard that was going to be the topic of the show, I was like, "Oh wow, this was meant for me to listen to this particular program today." And so I wanted to get some information regarding possibly trying to get him a dog. A therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
And as I listened to the program, I realized, wait a minute, I might be having some issues with PTSD myself.
Really?
And so,
what would the source of yours be?
Well, I was in the military
okay.
as well.
Okay.
And I got out of the military shortly after filing formal sexual harassment charges against my CO. And, for a number of months, she had been harassing me and and I was having issues with my wife at the time. My wife was, she was, infidelity was bad, on her part in our relationship. And, and just dealing with that and then having to deal with my CO and, I was a young man. I was trying to be a faithful, husband and father to my children. And but I just couldn't get her to leave me alone, so I filed formal sexual harassment charges against her. Well, after doing so, within 2 weeks, I was booted out of the military.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And so that has – and not only that was I tried to get back in And I found out that she had gave me a certain kind of code that she had put in my file that wouldn't allow me to reenlist in any branch of service, whether the Reserves or the National Guard. And so she completely and utterly destroyed my military career.
Wow.
Basically, you know, because I wouldn't sleep with her. And just, you know, from there, I was divorced within a year from my wife. I lost my kids. And then I did meet another young lady, and we got married. And come to find out, her and my ex-wife carried on, you know, many, many conversations. And I couldn't understand that as well. As, you know, I tell her, why are you listening to anything that this woman says, knowing the history?
Okay.
That we have in her, so we're, so forth.
All right. So I'm almost out of time. So yeah, I mean, I could certainly see how you'd be struggling. I mean, all of that is horrific.
So much betrayal.
Traumatic.
Yeah.
And yeah. So we can try to a couple of things. We can try to get a counselor for you. We could try to see if you could get in to take your life back. I'll send you Take Your Life Back. That could help. But, you know, sometimes it really does take working with a counselor who specializes with this kind of trauma. But here's the real key. Do you have some men that you're meeting with on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after my second failed marriage, I gave my life to the Lord. I realized that it can't just, you know, there had to be something about me or something that was going on in my life. And so I made a commitment to give my life to the Lord. And, you know, my first wife used to say that I was too nice to her, and which I couldn't understand that. But after my second wife left, I gave my life to the Lord, and I connected with you know, a bunch of brothers from the church, and, you know, we really have a good time. I believe that I've healed because, like I said, I when I gave my life over to the Lord, I got clarity of a lot of things in my life, teaching of my pastor and what have you. And several years ago, I got what I call Revelations of Seven. And I used to hear, my grandmother used to tell me all the time that, well, God's going to bless you for this, that, and the other, and they'll get theirs, and yada, 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 and so on and so forth. And he's got his hands on you. You know, all the religious stuff that you hear all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I consider myself a spiritual individual, not a religious, you know, individual, a spiritual individual. And, but God gave me Revelations 7, and it took me all the way back to when I was 7 years old. And, and I could pinpoint everything, that went on in my life negatively, how it affected me negatively from 7 years on all the way up to my current age. Now I'm 50 now, I'll be 51 in a few days. And, but that was a blessing to me, and, you know, and it's really helped me I was going to say self-heal, but I know I couldn't have done it on my own.
Yeah.
And so I can give God all the credit and all the thanks for the glory. And he's put a godly woman in my life. Now she's an older woman, which, you know, is great for me.
Okay. And, well, look, I am out of time. I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. It's a great, great Bible. It's going to be a great resource for you, and it'll help you continue in the healing. We'll see what other resources we can get for you. And, you know, you had this amazing spiritual experience. Many people experience a spiritual deliverance from whatever they've been through. But, you know, no matter what God does or how God does it, there's still a path to follow, a godly path that builds our character, that helps us mature in the Lord. We're never done. No one is ever, ever done. And this is just a great example of it. And I'm so glad you were listening, and then you were thinking, well, hey, let me help my friend. And then you thought, maybe there's still some work for me to do. I think there's always work for all of us to do. And when you need some help with that work, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. How many men are struggling with sexual integrity? You women, you can let them go to counseling or do nothing. Or you could say, this Friday in Washington, D.C., Every Man's Battle starts. Honey, you go. It's the least that you could do. Every Man's Battle, Washington, D.C., this weekend. We're also going to go there for the Marriage Intimacy Intensive in July. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.